Good morning, I'm Anthony Morneau. It's 7:45. Members of the New Mexico State Senate are bracing for a heated debate about whether to increase funding for early childhood education by distributing more money from a multi-billion-dollar sovereign wealth fund. The New Mexico House has already endorsed a constitutional amendment to increase annual distributions from the $17 billion land-grant permanent fund to early childhood education programs. If approved by the Senate, the measure would go to a general election vote in November. Critics of the plan say it risks drawing too much money each year from a fund seen as a trust for future generations. In other news, three of the four candidates in the Democratic race for New Mexico governor visited Truth or Consequences for a gubernatorial forum. Michael Hernandez reports.
I'm Joe Cervantes. I hope you'll support me for governor. I'm ready to go to work for you, and we can get things done with my partners in the legislature from the very first day in office.
New Mexico State Senator Joseph Cervantes, Jeff Apodaca, the son of former New Mexico Governor Jerry Apodaca, and Dr. Peter DeBenedetis debated their platforms at the first candidate forum hosted by the Democratic Party of Sierra County. Representative Michelle Lujan Grisham was unable to attend in person or via live stream due to the most recent government shutdown. The candidates answered questions from the audience on their plans for the state's economic and educational policies, among others. Senator Joe Cervantes says to create jobs, rural and small businesses like those in Truth or Consequences should be celebrated.
As a small business owner, I understand what it's going to take for New Mexico to create jobs through our small business economy. And I want to bring that experience as a small businessman, as a farmer from southern New Mexico, to the state and create those job opportunities for all New Mexicans.
The state's unemployment rate stands at 6%, the second highest in the U.S. behind Alaska. Cervantes says creating tax cuts for large corporations, like those in the recently passed federal tax bill, isn't the way to grow the state's economy.
The way we create the economy is recognizing what's best about New Mexico, our proximity to the border, our relationship to other states, and frankly, our abundant natural resources. These are all the things that are resources we have here in New Mexico that we need to take better advantage of.
Jeff Apodaca also supports investing in small businesses. He says his jobs plan will create 225,000 new jobs for the state. That plan includes investing in industries like agriculture, technology, and renewable energy. He also says he wants to increase training and trade skills.
Today, we have moved so much money out of our schools, our public schools, that we don't train our kids for opportunities. So there's two pathways in our education plan today. Go to the university or eight-hour minimum wage job at a fast food restaurant. Our proposal is, let's move money from PED back into the classroom, back into our schools, and create opportunities for our kids in the trade skills, into telecommuting jobs, into STEM programs that maybe not all go to the university, but they will create jobs right here in New Mexico and keep those jobs here.
Apodaca says he wants to use more than $1 billion of New Mexico's permanent funds to help accomplish that.
All we're asking as governor, I'm going to take 5% of your money, it's New Mexico's money, we're going to invest it back into New Mexico. We're not going to spend it, we're not going to dip it and take it out, we're just going to invest it. They're investment funds. So all we're saying is, let's invest it into our cities, our states, our small businesses. 95% of our economy is small business. In fact, we do nothing in our state to help small business. We penalize small business. We overtax them, we overburden them, and then there's no private capital in our country, in our state, that basically helps them grow. And that's what we need to do.
Dr. Peter DeBenedetis says he has a three-part plan to help New Mexico's economy. It's a combination of teaching entrepreneurship to students to start their own businesses, creating a publicly owned state bank, and increasing the minimum wage.
By us raising the living wage to at least $15 an hour, slowly, because we can't hurt businesses, it's got to go slow, we're going to double the amount of money in circulation. That's going to create more jobs and more business.
DeBenedetis is the Democratic race's progressive candidate. He says if Democrats want to win the election, they need to send the progressive through the primaries.
Everybody says, oh, you don't stand a chance. Look at 2017. Every single progressive that made it past the Democratic primary won. The transgender candidate, two Democratic socialist candidates, Muslim candidates, minority candidates, they all won. But when the milquetoast middle-of-the-road corporate Democrats made it through the primary, it was a toss-up. Sometimes they won, sometimes they lost. I'm offering a real choice. People are hungry, and if we send the progressive through in the primary, we're going to change the way this state does politics.
New Mexico's Democratic primaries take place in June. For KRWG, I'm Michael Hernandez.
Remember, you can always stay updated with the latest news at our website, krwg.org. We're also on social media. You can like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at KRWG, and also subscribe to the KRWG News YouTube channel. Marketplace Morning Report is coming up next.